Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay. Well, hello there and welcome to your Friday diary pod. Coming to you from Byron Bay, but somewhere very special in Byron Bay. I don't know if you can tell, but this room should sound really clear and crisp because I am recording in the sound booth that Boss built me to record the audiobook for Fearlessly Failing. And we have just finished recording the first chapter today. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to record the Friday diary pod in here because the sound is so nice. So there you go. I guess I should give you the update on the book since I just told you about the book. So I've got the book in front of me right here. This is the book. I'll see. I'll hold it here if you can hear it. Ooh, love that smell. Ooh. So this is the audiobook version. So it is a signed copy, but I've started to make like notes on it for each chapter. And I'm thinking I might give this copy away after the audiobook is out because it'll have all notes and it'll be kind of like, I guess it'll look a little bit like a script because I think I'm looking at it a little bit like a script before I do each kind of like recording. It's so much harder than you'd think to record an audiobook. So we've been recording for 3 hours today and you can't record for too much more than that because it just completely strains your voice apparently. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. It is something I've never ever done before with any of my books. So I'm really like honored to be doing it. But yeah, so first chapter in, I imagine next Friday when I talk to you, we'll still be recording. We'll just be at the other end of the book. There's 13 chapters to record. And we're trying to do it kind of like a chunk a day. And then, of course, like you've got to be so aware of sound. Like where we live, we've got a tin roof and it was pelting down with rain this morning. There are all these little variables that you don't think about that come into play when you're doing an audiobook. I learnt. Just going to move the recorder over here so I can read my notes really clearly. All right. The other thing with the audiobook, I've been having dialect lessons with my dialect coach. So usually I see him to work on the American accent. Now we're not. We're sticking with my natural accent totally, but we're just like I'm not a naturally good reader. And even though these are my words and I've written them quite over a year ago now, it's just really, really interesting and it's tricky. So I just thought, well, I may as well work with a dialect coach so that I can hopefully bring this book to life a bit from an audio perspective. Anyway, so this is your BTS to the audiobook world. What have I done? I have signed 500 copies for Booktopia. So that's the link that's in my bio. If you want to get signed stock, that's the way to get it. Just go to the link in my bio. I think the first 400 copies are signed stock. So yeah, and they got picked up today. Literally, I held off recording this episode because I was waiting for the courier to come and collect the 13 boxes. Oh, do you know one thing that's happened this week and I had to keep it secret for so long is the dedication of the book was revealed. So I dedicated the book to the boss and he didn't know. And I'm like so bad at keeping secrets. I get so excited. Like last Christmas, I got him a surfboard and like I fully gave it away because I was just so excited and talking. Oh, the person at the surf shop was so nice. Next minute, he's laughing at me because he's figured out I've got him a surfboard. Sorry, just having a little sip of water with the whistle. So, yeah, it was really hard to keep it a secret. I wrote the dedication in America, so probably in like June or July this year, and then Matt found out this week, so I kept it secret. We'll say June, July, August, September, October. 4 months. That's a record for me. I'm not good at secrets, neither is my dad. I'm good if you tell me something I can be a vault, but like if I've got something really exciting that I've surprised you with, I'll be like, I sent my friend Bill moved house recently. I sent him like some chocolate, some Hinterland hot chocolate, some Lolla coffee and a white sage smudge stick. And I was like, presents on its way. I'm that person. So annoying. But anyway, so it was really hard to keep it a secret that the book was dedicated to the boss, but I was able to. And when the stock arrived last week, I made sure that it was boss that opened the box of books. Sorry, it's tongue twister. And I filmed it all. It's all on my Instagram. But I'll read you the dedication. This one's for you, Bosso, a.k.a. Matt Sofo, a.k.a. my boyfriend. You've stuck by my side through thick and thin. You've watched me write, cry, laugh, eat copious amounts of chocolate and those weird ice cream sandwich things. What was that, Bosco?
Sorry.
Did you just play me? We're working in the same space. I was just reading your dedication out to the people on listening on the pod.
That's very sweet.
What did you think of the dedo?
I loved it. It was wonderful.
Was it a surprise?
A big surprise.
Oh, that's nice. I'll start from the top because we were interrupted by the boss mid his dedication. This one's for you, Bosso, a.k.a. Matt Sofo, a.k.a. my boyfriend. You've stuck by my side through thick and thin. You've watched me write, cry, laugh, eat copious amounts of chocolate and those weird ice cream sandwich things. You've made me countless gin martinis while I've worked on this manuscript. You're there, solid, grounded and humble through every twist and turn. I really lucked out when I met you and I know I didn't thank you enough and I know I don't thank you enough, so thank you, boss. You're hands down the most selfless, caring, kind and open-hearted human I know. I'm the lucky one. Love you, sexy legs. Forever. Kiss. So that was the dedication. I've just finished recording the chapter one, which is like the intro about me section, and I am going to, when the book comes out, I'll do a full Friday series where we actually break down the book and I read sections of the book as well. So that'll start rolling out in November. But just to give you a little taste, I'm going to do the first paragraph for you from the book. So this is the introduction. Hi. My name's Lolla Berry and I'm here to share whatever I can from my life experience to help you. But what is this book exactly? Is it a self-help book, a memoir, a guide to success? Is it a health book or a yoga philosophy manual? Or is it, given that as I write this, I'm studying acting and TV presenting full-time, a book about changing careers in your 30s? Nah, it's kind of all and none of the above. It's just me sharing the honest truth, what's real to me, in an aim to hopefully evoke something within you. There you go. There's a taste of the introduction. But like I said, I'll do a proper pod series just about the book. So, you know, hopefully we can learn a little bit and enjoy the book together, hopes. So, yeah, I'll probably start recording that after the audiobook because with the audiobook you just don't want your voice to sound strained and croaky and stuff. So I'll give myself a little break between audiobook and the podcast series about the book. In the meantime, you'll just be getting Friday Diaries and Monday's episode. So Monday, let's do a little chat about that. Monday's episode that came out was with Momo Rodriguez. He's an amazing actor, comedian, writer in America. And it's so inspiring. We talk about being a comedian. He talks about a stand-up being like a monologue with variables. So interesting. Amazing work ethic. A lot about inspiration and work ethic. He's also on the Sons of Anarchy spin-off show called Mayans MC. And he plays a character in it called Steve. And his character is really deep and got pain. And, yeah, really, really, really interesting. And we talk a lot about his character and some confronting things he had to do as that character. And then he's a ghost hunter as well, Momo. So we also talked about ghost hunting and that was really, really cool. Oh, which brings me to Halloween. It is all my friends in America are sending me Halloween stuff. So boss doesn't know this yet. But after I get off from this pod, I am decking our house out Halloween-y style. He's got no idea. I have since being in Australia gone to Woolies and bought the spider web stuff, you know, that like cotton spider web stuff. So I'm going to do that. That's my plan this afternoon. So we record the pod, the audiobook in the mornings, and because I'm like a morning person, and then the arvos we kind of are a little bit more lax and free with because I just will crash in the afternoon. And what I'll be doing tonight and this arvo is prepping tomorrow's chapter. I feel like I'm being a bit higgledy-piggledy all over the shop. Monday's episode coming out, I'm pretty sure, we're just confirming for sure which episode is coming out, but I'm 90% sure it's going to be with an amazing Aussie model that's living in LA, Chanel. She's amazing and really inspiring and done some really amazing things to stay positive during COVID. She was in COVID the whole – her and her boyfriend were in COVID the whole time, in LA the whole time during COVID. So – yeah, we talk about like how she decided to adopt a guide dog and just really a really positive, happy human being, and I'm really excited to bring that ep out. So Chanel will come out on Monday, I'm pretty sure, and we recorded that in LA. Okay, so you've got your pod update, you've got your book update. Where do I want to go next? Oh, I also recorded a real life podcast with Luke Hines, who's also got a book coming out. That'll come out in a few more weeks. Please write to me if there's anyone that's in Australia that you want to have on the pod. Just remember I do record in real life. So that means I'll be focusing on Sydney guests next because I'll be going to Sydney for the book. And then after that, I'll probably go to Melbs for the book. Just waiting to see like what the deal is with borders and isolation post-travel. I don't want to go to Melbourne, see the fam bam, and then come back and have to ISO. I feel like I've done my 14 days hotel quarantine. Sees me through for a while. Yes, I'm just watching it to see before I pull any triggers. But Boss and I are allowed to go to SIDS for work in a few weeks, which is exciting. Boss is going to go and do some music stuff and some writing, and then I'll be there for all book stuff. Looks like we've got some exciting press for the book, and I'll be doing book signings as well. Righto. Animals I have seen in Bangalore and Byron Bay. First of all, I did see whales. From a big distance, when I was doing the lighty walk with the boss, we saw whales. But closer to home in our backyard, we saw a whip snake, beautiful colourings. It was like red and green. They're so fast though, and it's quite small. It's not a big snake at all, but they are poisonous if they bite you, but you won't die. Anyway, there's a whip snake that literally lives in a bush in our backyard. We also have a giant blue-tongued lizard. Well, I've seen heaps of bush turkeys. You know, they're no surprise. And we've also in our backyard now seen a dragon. So I think they're called eastern water dragons, but we've never had one in our backyard. We officially have one in our backyard now. I did the koala run today. That's where I ran, and I didn't see any koalas, but I think because of the rain, it's been raining this morning. What else have I seen here? Ginormous blue tongue, ginormous. Oh, one thing I did last week that we'll be doing again tomorrow, which is when the Friday ep comes out, is the Mullum Farmers Markets. We love it. There's beautiful fresh blueberries, and we get our eggs there and all our fresh like salad and produce. So I think we'll be doing that. I'm going to get up, do Pilates tomorrow morning, go straight to the markets with the boss of Chengi, and then from there we'll come straight home and record. So we're kind of in a good little groove with recording. I've just started teaching yoga here in Byron Bay, where I do Pilates at Peaches in Byron, which is just behind Roadhouse, have asked me to jump on and teach. So I teach on Tuesday nights restorative, which is like much more mellow kind of yin vibes. And then on Wednesdays I teach vinyasa, and it's like to music and it's hotter. And yeah, so it's so fun. It's nice to be teaching again. So I've taught twice this week. And it's just nice to have that little bit of, I don't know, I never have thought about teaching in Byron, because it's like I always say Byron for yoga teachers is like LA for actors. You know, like there are so many out-of-work actors in LA. There are so many out-of-work yoga teachers in Byron, so I never even thought to teach. And then when this opportunity arose, I was like, oh, yeah, I never thought I'd be able to teach in Byron. So I'm rapt to be teaching here at Peaches. It's a great space, great gang. I've been doing a lot of Pilates, so it's really nice to kind of like be part of that fam as well. And I've really missed going to classes in LA. I was not paranoid, but I was very overcautious with the COVID stuff. Like I didn't go to Universal, didn't go to Disneyland, didn't go to Harry Potter World, didn't go to yoga. I just hiked. Whereas now it's nice to be back in a class space. Oh, so interesting. So I'm in the middle of, by the way, I've got notes in front of me. If you're like, why does she dart her topics around so much? Because I've got notes in front of me. I'm about to organize influencer packs. Basically what you do is part of your media, your book marketing plan is you'll send a book out to influencers in hope that they, if they like it, spread a bit of message on social media. And I like to make my influencer packs like real special. And so I was like, I'm going to make smudge sticks. I'm going to get crystals. And I wanted to like intertwine dried flowers into the smudge sticks. But it's dried flowers. I had no idea. I've like learned so much in the last few days. The colored dried flowers, one, they're chemically dried. And then two, they use chemicals to dye them. And then when you then burn that smudge stick, which is like made from white sage, it's all about cleansing energy. Those chemicals being burnt can be really, really toxic. So I am now drying my own flowers that I bought from the farm in Byron Bay. And I've got them all hanging around the house upside down because we're drying our own flowers, which is pretty cool, I think. But yeah, I'm drying flowers in a bid to make my own smudge sticks. So hopefully it all works out. What else have I got on my list? Oh, what does that say? Oh, yeah, food. I've made, oh my God, I'm getting the yawnies. I think because Matt's like, you're going to hit such a wall after recording. I had my Hinterland hot chocolate this summer and I was like, no, I'm going to stay on. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to stay upbeat for the potto. We have had some food experiences that I want to talk to you about because like once the borders open, I imagine people are going to be like, I am coming to Byron Bay. I know so many Melbourneian mates are like, I cannot wait to come to Byron Bay. So obviously went straight back to, I took photos of all this actually, went straight back to Woods because you know how much I love Woods. So Woods in Bangalore, our wonderful friends Sam and Andy own it. And we went there for a little morsel. So I got, it's called the greens and grain salad. It comes with a poached egg and some halloumi cheese too. And it's just like all the green things. It's got broccolini, asparagus, peas. It's really, really yummy. And it's like this. Then it's got shredded like fennel and radish. Really, really lovely. And then Bosco got this like sardine kind of like bossachengi. What would you describe your sardine dish as that you got at Woods? Was it like an antipasto dish?
No.
What is it?
A bit Middle Eastern-y kind of flavours.
Oh, like talk to me.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Hummus, was there some hummus situation, yeah, some roasted peppers?
Yeah.
Oh, what did I even ask you for?
I don't know.
Do you want to come say hello?
I'm working.
Oh, he's working. He's too cool for us. Did you love the potatoes?
Yeah, they were the best. They weren't part of that dish though.
We got them as a side, as a prezi.
Yeah, I don't think that they're a regular though.
Oh, they were yummy. Special. We got given these little roast potatoes on the side. They were really, really special. And they made everything gluten-free for me. So if you've got food intolerances or anything like that, safe. Boss got an iced matcha. And then I drank this like hydrating fermented coconut fizzy kind of drink thing that was sugar-free that was really, really nice. And then, of course, we had to end on the world's best banana bread. Honestly, their banana bread is no joke. So it's vegan and gluten-free. It comes out with like roasted blueberries, this like miso maple whipped butter stuff, and then this like macadamia crumb. And then it's got fresh bloobs, fresh straws, rose petals, kiwi. It's just another level. So yummy. So, so, so yummy. Oh, and the other food experience that we went out for was actually yesterday. We went to Higher Life, and that's more in town. So that's actually in Byron Bay opposite the Woolies. and it's the old owners of Roadhouse. So they're really into their like adaptogenic medicinal drinks. We got a chai, but it had TCM herbs in it. I didn't check what kind of herbs were in it, but he said they were like adaptogenic traditional Chinese medicine herbs. And then Boss got, he gets this like toasty, this toasted tomato and cheese, like, but it's fancy AF and it comes with the chimichurri. I hope I'm saying that right. Green dipping sauce. And then I got these tacos and they're with a duck egg and then like smashed potato inside. So, so yum. And then it came out with the fermented foods. It's a really healthy, healthy, healthy place. And the tacos were special, but I've gone there before and taken Andrea and Bosco, and I often get the sweet potato and sheep feta salad with an egg, I think, or mackerel, and they have beautiful, beautiful seafood as well. So that was really nice. Boss and I went there yesterday, actually, and I just realized that I took a photo of it. And then we had Boss and I the other day had a little matcha date at Roadhouse, and then I've also gone there after Pilates one day and had a coffee. Because I'm double vaxxed, we're allowed to have like coffee dates, which is really, really nice. So it does feel a lot quieter here because you have to be double vaxxed to go into yoga studio, Pilates studio, gyms, double vaxxed for what else is it? What else do you need to be double vaxxed? Oh, like going into a cafe, sitting down in a restaurant and all that. So because it's quite divided up here, it means that it's quieter. So it's just like when you go to Pilates, you know that everyone in the room is vaccinated. I love it personally. I love that it's very similar to how it was in America. You had to show your vax ID. What else to do? Oh, Boss made some great food. So he's at the moment he's going through this phase of making broccoli with so he'll roast it, but then he'll make this dressing that's roasted garlic, anchovy, olive oil, lemon juice, and he puts it over broccoli. It is so, so yum. And we did another variation with cauliflower. I think we're having it again tonight. He also made an eggplant parmigiana, which was out of this world. And last night he did like a chicken pesto, but we, instead of gluten pasta, we used lentil pasta, and that was really yum. Really, really yum. So that's the food sitch. I'm just going to check my – I always check my iPhone for photos because I'm like, oh, so much has happened. And you – there's heaps of videos of me buying dried flowers and signing book stock. Oh, we did try last night. We went – we were a bit peckish after Dins and I practiced Pilates and taught yogs. We went – got a naughty treat. The caramel ice cream, they have single serve like – ice creams, and we tried caramel top deck. We both agreed that it is the weakest of all the caramel. So you've got plain caramel. I know you know what I'm talking about, the way of people listening going, what is caramel? It is Cadbury and it's not healthy. It's like this caramelly white chocolate thing. So there's the plain one, there's the marble one, there's hokey pokey, and then there's top deck. So we'd never tried top deck. It's the weakest of the bunch. I would say hokey pokey is the winner, followed by standard caramel, like the plain flavor. But it was still great. And the ice cream I thought was good. Boss gave it a 5 out of 10. I would give it a 7. Great ratio of like the crispy chocolate on the outside to the soft vanilla ice cream on the inside. And the outside chocolate just really melted perfectly in your mouth. So I would give it a 7 out of 10. Boss gave it a 5. What else have we got here? I'm just trying to see what's happened in the last week. No, I feel like I've covered it. Oh, Boss took me to a secret beach. Was that Friday though? What day was Saturday? Oh, yes, that's happened in the last week. Boss took me in this secret beach, which was really, really nice. And we just kind of like spent the day. You kind of got to hike a bit to get to it, but we just had a nice day at the beach and I just read. It was really, really, really nice. We've been hiking the lighthouse together, just been great. And then, like I said, back at the Marquetos, which I'm so pumped to do again on tomorrow. And I told you I saw a wallaby too, didn't I? Little wallaby, little baby wallaby. There's my update for you on all things life and Byron Bay Diary. Like I said, I'm just keeping an eye on the borders to figure out when I'm allowed to travs, probably like everybody else in Australia. And yeah, I'm really pumped because I think as of very soon the press will start for the book. So I'm hoping we can do a little bit of tally and get the – hopefully you'll see a little bit of press and PR come out for the book, which is really, really exciting. And it is officially available on November 1st. You might see it trickling into shops a few days before that though. So I say the eager people that are really like just happen to stumble into a bookstore a few days before sometimes get the copies early. And I know Booktopia, which is how you get the pre-signed stock, pre-order stock, they send out like ASAP. So you get it nice and very punctual with them. Yeah. That's me. Oh, and I officially got my New South Wales license, my New South Wales ID, which I think I was talking to you about last time because I got stopped at the airport. That all arrived yesterday. So the Savo, I think I told you I bought a beautiful men's wallet for my birthday at St. Laurent on Rodeo Drive, and that was my prezi from my dad. And so I'm going to switch over my wallets. I know that sounds like a really boring thing, but as a Virgo, it really excites me. And yeah, switch over my wallets and then set up Halloween gear. So I think we'll start celebrating Halloween as of now in our household. And boss is probably going to kill me. I've already kind of put the fairy lights up that he sent me in quarantine. I've kind of put them up around the plants in the corner, and now I'm going to turn that into like a Halloween corner and start using all the things that I bought in America. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I really hope other people are getting into Halloween, and write to me if you love Halloween, and if you don't, still write to me because I just like to chat. All right, bigger love. I'm completely rambling. Let me know if there's anything you want me to check out, try, or road test or report back on. Bye.